I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to flash her. And
I'm not going to flash her. Hello and welcome to The Bits. This is Paulina.
Hey, this is Claire.
And that's it
now
for today. We are down one, unfortunately.
We are down a Quinn.
Quinn is getting a really important award.
Yeah.
In Calgary.
Yeah, they flew her out there on a PJ, right?
Yeah, oh God, of course she's going on private jet and not a Red Arrow.
They have Wi-Fi on those, so she definitely took a Red Arrow.
I actually love the Red Arrow.
Yeah, it's
fun
good.
Fact about me, love a Red Arrow. Quinn is very modest and humble and whatever, and she wouldn't tell us what the award is for. I guess we could have looked it up, but we didn't. So all we could really do was guess
yeah, like
what it's for.
We can make some high quality assumptions based on the things we know about Quinn.
Well, I hear she's getting an award for most likely to take a serious tumble while walking and die. If you know, you know. If you don't, Quinn has severe fear of falling.
Phobia.
Just like while walking.
Yeah, not like
down a set of stairs, which I think is extreme, but like just while walking, she has that fear as well.
Yeah, you know, and like for someone who does stairs, like for fitness, it's actually kind of shocking now that I put the two together because she is terrified of falling while walking. I can't imagine how she feels doing stairs.
Years off her life every time she exercises, which I think kind of defeats the purpose, but you know.
Well, that's a good segue into what I think she's getting an award for, which is sweatiest person. I don't know if you listen to Edmonton Sports Talk, but
the sweatiest person award.
She shared that in a major way on the Hangout.
I think
a few weeks ago.
I think they're talking about nominating her for an ESTY.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we actually.
So regardless, she is getting an award for that at some point, I think.
But in all honesty,
she's getting a media or broadcasting award of some sort.
Yeah, she is getting a big wig national broadcasting award, which we do not know the name for, nor were we even invited to attend.
She didn't mention it. She just like casually mentioned that she's going to Calgary and wouldn't be able to record. And then, like, we've got a lot of texts flying towards each other, like, on any given day.
Yeah.
And then we're kind of like, wait, what are you going to Calgary for even? Like, and she said, oh, I'm getting this national award for, like, media excellence or something. LOL, all in caps.
She can't handle,
like, accolades. Or, I'm like, yeah. She's a very impressive person with a very impressive, like, career.
I once told her I liked her outfit, and she two-hand shoved me into the wall. So,
she
like,
could, yeah. She oh, that yeah. slapped me right across the face. Said, I like your hat. She's like, shut your mouth.
Okay, congratulations, Quinn. We love you. We miss you. But let's get into it.
Yeah. Obviously, the, you know, top of the list of things that we need to discuss while we're in playoff season are the playoffs. We're in the Stanley Cup final. That's top of mind. Depending on when you listen to this, there's a game three happening pretty soon. So we didn't like the way game one and two went. We're not going to dwell on it. We were away. The Panthers are a really good team. I don't think that they're the better team, but we don't need to dwell on it. We just want to maybe talk about what we hope to see or maybe hope to not see ahead of the next couple games.
Totally. And
at home, by the way.
Yeah, at home is a huge thing. Thank goodness we weren't here, lost two games and then going to Florida. That would be even more devastating. And
you know, sometimes it's like perspective is key.
But we are certainly singing a different tune this episode. We are still excited and optimistic, but definitely not the same.
I really thought when we
giddiness.
I thought when we opened the scoring, like I got my hopes high, as I tend to do.
Yeah,
in game two. But now we know that we can score on them.
Which is
doable.
We've cracked that egg. We know right between the top of his thighs and below his groin is a tiny area in which a puck can fit through. So we just need to aim for that spot.
I mean, we're up against a brick wall, but we've got the best forwards, I think, in the league. So, I mean...
And we haven't seen the best of them this series.
No, we haven't. No. And this is just how it is. Actually, okay. I do want to bring something up because I was having a debate with someone this week. Mm. And I was saying, when the Oilers are, and this is actually a quote from Draisaitl, the book of Draisaitl.
Love it.
When we're playing, when they're playing their best, no one is better than them. And I do genuinely believe that. And I know that they genuinely believe that. Mm-hmm. And then the person I was talking to was like, well, argue the best if you have to like make a comeback so many times, which I think is a fair point. But then I was like, okay, but then you look at the GOAT, Tom Brady, of NFL, and you look at how they were down, the Patriots were down, or was it the Bucks or the Patriots? I don't remember anymore. I think it was the Patriots. They were down 28 at halftime in the Super Bowl, and then they came back and won it against the Falcons. And to me, that is GOAT behavior. That is proving that you're the best, because when you're faced with that kind of adversity and you still have the mental strength to come back and win it, mm-hmm. I think that that is still proving that you're the best. Mm-hmm. Yes, sometimes it takes them some time to get there, but they are a team that plays really well when the pressure's on.
You're totally right. I agree with you on that one. I think, like, we saw it this season too. We had, you know, a terrible start, tied for last, I believe, in the league, second last. And then we went on that 8-game winning streak, lost a few, and then went on that, you know, second best in history, 16-game winning streak. Exactly. So they know how to win, and they know how to come back from like big losses.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm apprehensive. I am,
of course.
I'm cautiously optimistic, but I do think we're going to get a different version of them in game three. And
this isn't over. This we knew that this was going to be a tough series. Everyone doubted them, you know, against the Canucks. They doubted them against Dallas. They doubted them against Florida. And like, and then we prove people wrong all the time. I also feel like I mentioned this last episode. There's a script. Like, I feel like the script couldn't be written better for a team like this, for a sports story. And obviously I'm a little biased because I'm an Edmontonian, but it just feels like the Oilers are the good guys
big time,
and it's hard not to root for them. I even have some people in Calgary who are Calgary Flames fans, you know, who have said it's tough for me not to want them to win.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you kind of just, there's something about this team. There's something about the players on this team. And with every great story, there has to be a villain. And the villain energy off of the Florida Panthers is strong.
God, they're really selling their penalties.
I just think that, like, I mean, you've got a guy like Tkachuk, who is ultimate villain.
He needs to be drug tested before every game. I don't know what the hell he's doing to that mouth guard.
I just want everyone to know that you don't really need to worry about him, because I texted every witch I know after last game, and I told them to just use what they need to do what they need to do with the voodoo dolls that they have of Tkachuk.
Honestly, that's a good...
If you cut the legs off, I mean, whatever you need to do.
How many witches do you know?
A few.
Yeah.
I know a few.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but also one other thing I want to say is that the Oilers are a bit banged up. So that's a little nerve-wracking. But we did see the death stare of McDavid throughout that game, which we have seen in this playoffs before. And the follow-up games are always very good.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got
that. We like a pissed-off McDavid.
We do. We don't always like the process of getting him there. But here we are, and it's time to get the upswing.
What do we want to see in the next couple games?
Well, hopefully different referees. I hate to bring this up, but there is the scouting refs on Twitter shared a record that just kind of like made my jaw hit the floor. And I hate to be like whiny like that, because I really do think it's really easy to get sucked into that. We saw the Vancouver Canucks fans do it, and we don't want to be like that. However, the Panthers have gone 12-0-1 under referee Dan O'Rourke, including 3-0 in the playoffs.
That is interesting.
The Oilers are 0-3 this postseason. With referee Kozari, Florida has gone 2-1 and Edmonton has gone 0-2. And there's a relation there, too. There's some kind of relationship about the connection to who was assigning the refs to the assistant GM in Florida.
Okay.
Which was uncovered. So I don't want to get into like conspiracy theory. Yeah. But that shit pisses me off, because there was some stuff that like were calls that shouldn't have been calls or non-calls as far as inconsistency. And so my hope for next game, obviously can't pick the refs, but literally I hope they do everything they can to stay out of the box, because the way the whistles have been blowing on Orange and Blue. And I really hope, like, seeing that many penalty minutes from the Oilers in a game, which was game two, hasn't been seen in these playoffs. Like, and they didn't even get in any fights. Nothing real, right? So I really hope they can stay out of the box. And I would love to see some shots on the fucking net, because everything was to the outside.
Here's the thing, right? Like, I mean, I think the reason I hate complaining about the refs, even though that is an interesting piece of information, that is a little more, arguably more interesting than, you know, some other ref intel.
Right.
But, like, I think the reason I hate complaining about the refs is because it feels like such a futile effort. Totally. Like, it's like, it's the playoffs and nobody is going to be talking about the refs like decades from now, or like even a year from now, when, you know, if like Oilers lose it or Panthers lose it, people complain about the refs all day long. Nobody really says like, oh, remember back in 06.
I do remember, what was it? What year was it when we lost to Anaheim with the goalie pad?
Yeah.
But the point is, and they made this point on the sports.
And at the end of the day, the series goes on, right? Like,
right.
And that's the thing.
But the point was made on Sportsnet broadcast during game two, during an intermission break, which I thought they nailed it, which was you don't want the refs to be a factor.
Yeah.
Right. And in last game, they were absolutely a factor. Yeah. And so fingers crossed that's not the case. Anyways, I digress. I'll drop it moving forward. One thing we did talk about last episode was the gutsiness of Knobloch.
Yeah, which is so timely.
On display.
So timely. Go back and listen to that episode if you haven't listened to it, because we get into a whole thing about like, is Knobloch gutsy enough to do X, basically.
Yeah.
And one of the things was, is Knobloch gutsy enough to keep the goalie in for, you know, longer than 2 minutes out to like the end of the period? And what was it? 6 minutes out recently?
Yeah.
Six. I'm sorry. I was like, yeah, I mean, we probably weren't going to like get it back necessarily. Like, after they got that third goal, I was like, fuck, well, whatever. But to lose 4-1, it just looks so much worse than, you know, I think it was.
It was extremely stressful for everyone watching. I get why he did it, in the sense that he wanted the man advantage.
It was a Hail Mary.
It was a Hail Mary. He wanted the man advantage, but there was only 8 seconds left in that penalty. And when you think about the person in the box coming out and like essentially then being an outlet for a lead pass to the net, it was just like, okay, well, here's where we fully lose the game. And it was so stressful. And they actually got through it. And it almost worked. Like, that's the thing, is like, he could have been the hero. Anyway, he is gutsy enough to do anything. We have learned he is gutsy enough to do anything.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, I don't totally agree with some of the gutsy choices. But here's the thing. Like, he's...
like, you saw Skinny getting, like, kind of like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah. And I... you know how I feel about Skin Man.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that I do not blame him for our loss last game.
No, he played awesome.
We need to start fucking scoring.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily, that's not a ref issue. That's not a Skinner issue. That's like, what are the forwards doing? Like, start scoring.
And
so like, that's what I'm going to choose that as my, like, right. I would like to see that. That seems obvious, but like, we need shots on goal. We need to score. Like, we need to show them why we are considered like the best forward lines in the Absolutely. League.
And we didn't show them the firepower. Like, you can be pushed to the outside. They played unreal defense. There was nothing there. But we played that with Dallas too.
Yeah.
But they didn't have the same goaltending. But we weren't even shooting. It was like they were scared. Like, take shots from anywhere. Like,
exactly.
Just take shots. They were just fucking around with
it. Yeah, that's not even that. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's not even, obviously, we all want to see more scoring. Mm-hmm. But I think what I mean is like, more shots, like, yeah. Just at least take shots.
Like, in that first game, we were all like, okay, well, we were bringing the offense.
Yes.
Like,
it's, we played come. Well in game one.
It's coming. And then yeah. All of a sudden, we're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. We know what we're looking for.
But also, keep Skin Man in the net less
till
than
the
six.
End. Like, please.
One less
game.
Than six.
Just till the end.
And I was joking last time. I was like, oh, like, let's not pull him 4 minutes out. And then we go six. And we're like, we're going the opposite direction of what we were wanting. Yeah.
Guaranteed Knobs listened to the yeah. podcast. And he was like, you know what? Fuck you, Paulina. I'll take your four and I'll give you six.
Well, Knoblog hates women.
No. He definitely doesn't.
I'm joking. That was a joke. I just... How else? What else can I take away from this? He listened to the episode and he said, nope. Okay.
So one thing I'm looking forward to, aside from being at home, is the fact that we don't have to, my friend Boynick called him Baby Gronk. The kid with the shirt off.
Oh, okay.
At the glass of every game.
Yeah.
And I know we don't agree fully because we touched on it very briefly, but I do agree with my friend who was saying, you know, it feels like just toxic male
culture
at such a young age and glorifying that and like, put your shirt on, kid.
Toxic,
like, what is going on?
Toxic male culture in like sports fandom in the sport. Like, okay.
No, I don't see this as like a Jason Kelce shirt off. I like he's staring down the camera. He's putting muscles on. He's
well,
got to be like what? Like 10 or 11?
That boy has far too much confidence. which is probably part of the problem.
Oh my God.
Cuz you're
like what are you doing?
Dude. So I mean, I don't really see it as that. I see it more as like he's from Florida.
Period.
I'm like, yeah, maybe it's toxic masculinity, but also this is a future Florida man. You know, like, we all know Florida man. It's headline grabbing, like the most absurd headlines that you could ever think of. Florida man, quote unquote, is an absolute ridiculous person. And that is what I kind of envision like a lot of Florida to be. This is, and he's already grabbing headlines. This is Florida boy.
Florida boy is definitely going to wrestle a gator later.
Yes.
In life.
Oh, there's going to be a gator related headline at some point in his life.
You're right. I mean, I did see where my friend was coming from on the toxic masculinity front, where it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Isn't this exactly what we're trying to get away from? But you know what? I see what you're saying.
I just think that's like,
this isn't happening in other cities. This is a
no.
Outskirts of Miami.
No Florida. Offense to Florida, but like some offense to Florida. Like, I imagine it's a lot of like unwashed miscreants just kind of running around shirtless. No,
maybe.
Sorry, Florida.
Mm.
Speaking of Florida, just like quick segue, I find it really funny and weirdly like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way that we are up against Florida, the state of Florida in the finals, having a premier of our province who is clearly obsessed with Florida and Rick DeSantis. Obsessed. I've mentioned before, Danielle Smith comes off to me as like a Fox News like fangirl.
For sure.
And a bit of like
Tucker Carlson.
And a bit of like a pick me in that sense. This is her dream.
Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, Edmonton is her favorite child.
Yeah, because it got her a direct line to the governor of Florida, which is her idol, I think.
Maybe.
Maybe a little bit.
You could be onto something.
Anyway, just think that's kind of funny.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So even though Danielle Smith might want to model Alberta like Florida, we will be wearing our shirts.
I mean, most of us. I know there was a flasher at one of the watch parties.
Yeah. And then that's the thing, too. Like, good for her. I don't know. For some reason, I'm like, hey,
honestly, it was shocking to me that it got so much attention. Yeah. It's like, I mean, OK.
I know. I was also shocked that that was like as attention grabbing as it was.
So here's what I'm hearing. I understand Shania is coming to the YEG.
Yeah.
And will be in your favorite place of all time.
The fan park.
So perhaps if you flash Shania and write the bits, it's the tits on your chest. Maybe that could be some promotional.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm pretty shy. I am modest.
You're modest. You are not shy.
I'm not shy, but I am somebody who wears like
eight bras. And a turtleneck.
Several bras. Probably a turtleneck to the beach. You know?
You are Polish.
Yeah. I have you ever seen Diane Keaton? Like, like her style? That's me on a beach. Sunny day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I...
Houndstooth.
I doubt it. I probably won't do that. But I do want to say...
Huge opportunity.
This is a huge thing that is happening this week. Shania. This is crazy to me. Yeah. We have... Our Lady Peace, this would be like Canadiana like moment, okay?
Yeah.
Our Edge Lady Fest. Peace is playing a free pre-show ahead of game three, okay? And then Shania Twain
is definitely
playing.
Not geared towards the Moss Pit demo. This
which
is
okay,
Park
which
demo.
Is yeah, yeah, which is good, I guess. But like because I don't go near the Moss Pit anymore. Actually, I don't even think I'm allowed in. They like ID, but for the opposite reason.
Yeah, they're like, 29?
You are
Sorry.
Too old to ride this ride. So Shania Twain is playing a free show before game four on Saturday.
That is pretty rare.
That is nuts to me.
She's definitely coming out in a McDavid
Do you know
jersey.
How expensive her tickets are normally?
I do. We went. For your birthday last year.
That's right. So
let's hope she doesn't sing any of her new stuff.
I don't love a lot of the new. She'll probably sing like Rock This Country because I mean it's a Canadian anthem. At the time, it felt a little convoyish. Now at the time, I'm like, bring the cup home. So, am I a patriot? Yes.
So the Panthers are up 2-0.
Yeah.
That don't impress me much.
Ooh, there you go. Well
if
played.
She says that, you owe me $20.
Okay, and you know what? If she does say that, I will buy you one beer at the fan park, which is $20.
That means I have to go there.
You're not to Shania?
You told me you were going to line up 3 to 4 hours before the
show. If not longer.
Absolutely.
If not longer. I'm a huge Shania fan. I'm a huge fan.
Listen, I'll tell you what. If you come over and watch my two children, I will absolutely go line up.
No.
Weird. So if you're wondering why I'm not going to line up, it's that.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to flash her. And
I'm not going to flash her, but I am going to be front and center because I'm waiting longer than most people, I think. I don't know.
I want you to document this and I want you to share it on the Bit story because I actually want to see if you're all alone, like if you're the only person there.
Okay, I actually really like this idea.
Or if you were like, okay, guys, good thing I'm here. There's a huge lineup, but I'm kind of near the front. Like, I want to know what's going on with you.
Okay, if I do this, if I go super early and get front and center for the Shania show, can you get me a Bits hat made in time for that day?
No.
You're okay.
It's going to be Saturday. No.
Yeah, if for Saturday. You can't get me a Bits hat, even though I'm doing all of this.
I will do my best.
Okay, all I need is a miracle. All I need is you. We'll talk about that offline.
Okay. I wanted to know, so every round, we may have skipped a couple.
No, we've done it every round. Who would you spoon?
And I want you to know that I had a dream this week, or last week, of I was hanging out with my partner, Molly, Connor McDavid, Lauren, and Drysdale. And we were all hanging out. We were like buds. And I was intimately snuggling with Drysdale on a couch.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Very nice. I saw this commercial for California Closets with Skinner in it.
And you weren't dreaming.
And I wasn't dreaming. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Is this one of my dreams again? And I my brother was trying to talk to me during the game, or like while this commercial was on. And I clearly wasn't listening. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, what are you looking at? And then he saw the California Closets commercial. And he's like, dear God. But like,
what are they trying to do to us?
I mean, I don't know. Turn us, maybe. Yeah,
clearly.
Okay, so who would Claire? Who would you spoon on the Panthers? I know this is actually harder than any round we've done because, like, you can find someone. I had a few options on Dallas. I could even find someone on the Canucks. I would honestly probably spoon Doughty on Ooh. LA. I know, but whatever. This is really hard because I feel like, again, this is like snuggling with a rat. So who if you have to?
This is the hardest one for sure. Well, Dallas was hard too because I found them so vanilla in general. I had no emotions. And now I hate the Panthers now. So I'm going to have to go. I thought about it. And I'm going to have to go with Ekblad. And the only reason I say that is because of his friendship with Connor. So it feels less bad. Because they're buds. They've been hanging out since 2011. Did you happen to see that video of them I think they were getting introduced to Patrick Kane just before their draft. And they're like totally dorky, and they were singing Lean On Me. Oh my God, if you haven't seen that, look it up. It is amazing.
Okay.
Bless those children's hearts. Anyways, that's my answer, Ekblad, because I don't know who else, and there's an Oilers tie.
Okay. Well, fair. Mm-hmm. It's a tough question, so I do respect the answer. My answer is going to be a safe choice for me and not a surprising choice. I'm going to go with Bob. I'm going to go with Bobrovsky. I'm going to go with the goalie, as I do like a goalie, as you all know. And because he himself is sort of like a brick wall, I feel like he would be okay with us building a pillow wall in the bed, in the spoon situation. Yeah. He would respect my boundaries because he also has his nothing's getting in on his side or my side.
That's amazing.
Y'all know what I mean.
Very good.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Bob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bob's
your uncle. Hopefully not, actually. What else are we talking about today?
That's it. So I think, like we Godspeed. Usually do, we get a little bit, we take it a little bit too far, we get a little bit uncomfortable, and then we wrap it up.
We get you all who are listening to the point of being like, this is uncomfy, and then we're like, bye.
Yeah. And so, we're gonna hope for the best, and we hope we see you at a time where things are feeling more positive on the Oiler front, and
hopefully when we talk to you next week, we are just like in a much better mood. So Godspeed. Go Oilers.
We'll see you on another time.
We'll see you on another time. Thank you for listening to The Bits. You can follow us at The Bits Yeg on Instagram and subscribe, tell your friends. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.